I expect everyone to be watching. The fastest,
quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo. But he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this
place. Wake up late now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Thank you, Elgin. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I am Dougie Almeida. I'm joined by Jen Hellman.
Hey.
And anyway, welcome to the show. I want to make sure everything's on. I'm all messed up in the head. I've been in quarantine so long. It's like Groundhog Day. It's
I don't know. I don't know what's going on either.
Anyway, welcome everybody. Hope everybody's safe and well. That's the expression.
Yeah, stay well. Stay safe.
Everybody knows now what to put on their email. I hope you're well.
Right. In these unprecedented times.
Yes.
In these strange times.
These times of crisis, as I've been calling it.
In these bizarre times.
Right.
It's pretty fucking weird.
Hope everybody's well. And, you know, we're here to entertain. We're here to, we are here to have fun.
We're going to have fun in this quarantine. Actually, before we get started, you're one of the people who I feel really bad for because you celebrated a birthday in quarantine, which has got to suck for the most part. Although it looks like your wife did a good job. And I don't know why I didn't wish you happy birthday or anything.
Really? I know. I noticed.
I don't know why. Sometimes I do that. Sometimes I completely ignore people who I really care about. I completely ignore their birthday on
I took you out of my will.
On social media.
Because of that.
I don't know why I do that.
Yeah.
But I did come bearing gifts for you for your birthday.
Nice.
So if we can just lead with me giving you your presents.
All right. Yeah. My birthday presents.
First, I present to you 10 squares of toilet paper.
All right. Very good. That should last till tomorrow morning.
Yes. 10 squares.
I don't use a lot. I'm very good with my...
A baggie here of... These are hydrogen peroxide wipes. So not only will these kill COVID, but these will kill the norovirus, which that's the one that makes you shit on and puke.
Well, I'm very concerned because I could get these mistaken.
Yeah. Well,
is it okay if I wipe my ass with these?
It's okay, but it might hurt a little.
All right.
I brought you a whole bottle of hand sanitizer.
Oh, my God. On the black market. That's...
But it's expired. It expired in 2015. But I want you to have
it
that.
It can expire.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's like when people tell you, don't take that medication. Don't take those pills. They're expired. I'm like, they don't expire.
Right. That's
idiot.
What Stuart says. Hey, doggy. Not my dog.
Is he caught?
He's caught on the wire. We're doing the birthday presentation.
Oh, he's going to mess it up. I know it.
Back it up.
All right.
And I present to you.
Oh, this is exciting.
A raspberry lime, truly, but that's only because I switched to White Claw, so this was the last one that was left.
Oh, really? So you give me your hand-me-down alcohol?
And all right. Last but not least.
Good. It's even cold.
I present to you one of my own homemade masks that I made
out of
one of my old bras.
Oh, look at that.
And it's clean.
I bet.
I even...
Does it smell like titties?
It smells like bounty, or it smells like.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I guess I got to put the. They always say you got to put the hard top on.
Now here's.
Well, that's good.
Oh, did you break it already?
Great quality that you got there, Jen. Thanks.
I don't know how to sew.
I'm gonna die. Thank you. Could you imagine? I'm walking out in a corona-infested environment. Like, oh my God! Thank God, Jen gave me her bra. So I can live and survive this. Pandemic.
I don't sew. I staple.
Yeah.
But can we at least just see what it looks like? Look at the full coverage of that. Look at that.
Oh, God. It smells like loving.
It smells like Tide.
Yeah, it smells like Tide. It sounds like it's time for dinner.
That's because I take a little trick, people. So I take fabric softener and I put them in my underwear drawer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so it keeps everything smelling delicious.
Oh, this smells good. Mm.
Mm-hmm. And look at the perfect coverage of that.
Yeah, you got it. Takes a lot to cover this face.
No, you
got to
do it the other. The underwire should go under.
No, when you wear the mask, you're supposed to have the hard part over your nose.
Oh, I guess I didn't even think of it that way. Mm. So.
Because that's where, yeah.
So I'm sorry I didn't say happy birthday, but.
Well, look, you with everything except for this faulted. This is like a Gilligan's Island.
The faulty bra mask.
and this wiring. Holy shit.
I had some heavy duty melons before I had breast cancer. God. I mean, I still am well endowed. And I'm natural,
I can use this to sustain myself from a cliff.
I had some cannons before I had cancer. So
and they smelled great, by the way.
Thank you. Happy birthday to Dougie.
It's been great.
So now that we got that out of the way.
Well, that's awesome. Well, thank you. You know, you're wearing a mask.
I am.
You know, you're the only person besides Erin in my office a couple days a week. She's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we kind of like we're about 6 feet apart now.
Yeah, we're
pretty
in a comfortable space.
We haven't really been like close.
No, we haven't.
We passed at a moment, and
I don't even.
You ever notice, like, even when you're in front of people, like if I'm walking, sometimes we're out just walking.
Hold on.
Did he unplug it? Did the dog unplug it? The dog. Thank you. Thank you. Peter Kramer thinks my mask is nice. I don't know if he means my mask or the bra mask.
Yeah, he must be talking about you. Yeah, but I mean, like, we every night we take the dog for a long walk, a couple miles. Like, we take it. It's a nice exercise. And there's people, a lot of people out there walking and riding their bikes and, you know, doing the right thing. And some people just actually walk on the other side of the street. And they see you coming actually crossing the other side of the street.
Oh, I love that. Really?
I think so. Yeah. Like, that's great. That's good. But even sometimes when people walk by, I just kind of hold my breath.
I do, too. And what makes me mad is I'm like that, too. I'll walk completely on the grass. I'll walk out of the way. I had a woman at Old Port Cove where I live.
Right.
And I was walking and she coughed while she walked by me.
Really?
This was like last week. Fucking guns.
Could you just punch somebody for that?
I kind of wanted, and we were walking along the water. I almost wanted to push her into the Intracoastal.
Yeah.
Coughed.
Yeah, especially in these smart ads. There's people out there, young kids, and there's some smart asses out there going up to people and do that. And I can tell you right now, if I'm out in public and you come up and like purposely like cough at me.
Oh, my God.
I will just lay you out, the fuck out, and that'll
be it.
People
don't get it. How about the bus driver? The bus driver that passed. He passed away. He died of COVID. Yeah. After doing a public video cursing a lady who came onto his bus and coughed.
Really?
Coughed on him, and he passed. And his wife now is on news going, "That my husband."
Oh, yeah.
"That my husband. My kids have no father," which kind of loses the message a little bit. I felt like his delivery kind of.
He was a little more diplomatic about it.
That was mean of me. Yeah, that was insensitive.
Oh, yeah, everybody.
I'm getting a little insensitive about some things.
Yeah, my patience is running thin. You know, on Facebook, I snooze the shit out of people. I just snooze, snooze, snooze. You know, keep posting. You know, you're in times of crisis and people are just constantly the same shit enough already. I can't, I don't know how people are going to go on in regular life in like a few years from now. Like when Trump is not president, like, I don't even know how they're going to, survive. They you know what I mean? They have nothing.
Even if they don't have that to talk about?
They have nothing else to fucking talk about. And you got people that don't know dick, and they're like, "Well, this is insider trading about the chloroquine thing."
Yeah.
And I'm like, the drug is pennies. It is not a cash cow item in the pharmaceutical industry.
It would be free at Publix.
No one is fucking making money on it. Now, the only thing to say is that he keeps talking about it, so of course, like toilet paper, people are going to the pharmacies and buying this shit up.
Yeah, take it.
You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, but fuck. And again, who's doing that? American people, your neighbors,
yep,
your asshole friends
who don't even need it.
You know, the more you watch the way people act during this, and let's face it, for the most part, people are doing the right thing and shit like that.
Are they for the most part?
I think so. Like, you know, okay, one of the other critics and these media people, which is crazy. And you watch these, you know, I'll tell you one thing. Listen, I'm a Republican. I voted for Trump, but people, it seems like liberals and people on the left just have this impression that he's just sitting there tweeting all day. not like hiding from the phone. He's not
right,
he's,
hiding from
like
his,
he's not doing shit. Everybody else around there is they're all just going, "What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do?" And they're walking around like it's the fucking you know the fucking Three Stooges or something. You know, and he was just talking about this. He was going off about what has happened, this family, and he was just reciting people, instances, things that happened. It was just going through, and I kept thinking, Joe Biden doesn't even remember what city's in. You know, and here you have at least this guy going out and saying, I talked with this person, I talked with this leader of this hospital, and we were this. I talked to this governor, I did this. And you're saying, and you're just going through this, you're like, you know, enough of this horse shit. You know, enough of this fucking, look, and if you... Okay, if you need the government or your president to tell you whether to wear a mask or not, then you need to move back home with mom.
Right.
And
or
dad,
even just all of the finger pointing in general. I don't feel like it's a play. Like, it's nobody, it's not Trump's fault that we have the coronavirus. It's not even really Trump's fault that the hospitals are ill prepared. We had a horrible H1N1 breakout right. years ago. Actually, my boyfriend's brother died from H1N1.
Right,
34 years old. That's always been a problem.
I read the reports on that. That actually, because of that, the Ebola, and during the even before that, when Bush was president, the national stock had been just ravaged.
Yeah,
through Ebola and H1 and then. But here's the thing. No, but there's an old expression. Leave things better than you found them, right? That may be asking a lot. So, so basically, through the government, everybody started using this shit. You know, they went through it. Okay, you know, the supplies are low; they're all going low. Somebody had to fucking look at that. But maybe we were busy. You know, maybe it's hard to do that when you're worried about impeachment and trying to investigate the Russian hoaxes. And you know, and that's the other thing about it. With all the shit you're going through, you're still judging that. You know. If I was president, I would have went like this to everybody. Fuck you all.
Well, he almost does. He practically does.
You know, he's about to because he watches his ignorance. And the media, they're asking these questions. And you're like, look, man, you know, can we just accept the fact and let's move on? And it's just unbelievable.
So, I kind of see it the same, though, as like a family tragedy, like a dead baby. Like you bring your baby into your bed.
Right.
And the baby passes from sudden infant death syndrome. This is horrible. It probably was your husband's fault. He rolled over on the baby, whatever. But does fault matter at that point?
Well, listen, here's the thing. Like you said, you in this situation, you can't blame one person.
Right. There's a lot of people who are responsible.
If you want to do that, it's great. I get it. Because, you know, people like, and again, I mentioned this as a team sports. You know, I've been in sports. You know, during the game, you know, unless somebody's really fucking up, then you say, hey, get it straight, you know, but you don't sit there and have a major issue, or you wait till halftime, you wait till the end of the game. There's moments in time where you address things, okay, and that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Excuse me.
Oh, my God, where's my
mask? I'm just kidding. It was a phony cough. It was a joke cough. It was like a ha-ha cough.
Gotta smell your titties again. All right, hold on. Yeah, I mean, maybe I'll just put it up like this.
You know what finger pointing is? Finger pointing is amateur. That's amateur shit. You know, people
especially
who
when
do
it's...
really well in a company or in a business or their organization are results-oriented people. The people who win are the ones who are like, okay, this situation, this is what we need to do to fix it. The people who are pointing fingers in those situations are the, as Trump says, losers.
That was funny the other day. He told this guy, you're never going to make it. Right. It was so fucking... Listen, if anything, I love watching it just because of that. And, you know, and let's face it, the questions that are being asked, like that one, they brought up the IG, the health lady who came up. And here's the point that the general made that I thought was spot on. And that's what I was waiting for Trump to say.
Oh, Jerome Adams?
Yeah.
That's my Mary out of my Mary fuck kill.
When he goes, well, listen, I'm not going to get into this about what she said, but had this been a real important fact that she thought was that important, why didn't she contact us directly and share that fact with us as opposed to
waiting
displaying it and throwing it out there
ballistics,
in the way it is? So it's obvious. And that's the thing. You know, it's obviously political. Trump knew it the minute the guy asked the question. He's like, when was she appointed? He's like, you know, he knew. He's like, okay, yeah, well, it's the fucking Obama administration. Anybody from the Obama administration, if you don't believe it, are going to try to basically fuck the whole system for him. Anybody that, you know, I'm surprised that the governor of California, Gavin,
I don't even know his name,
whatever his name is, they're all buddy-buddy now because they actually, like you said, in a real situation where people working and doing what they're fucking supposed to be doing in a crisis situation, the governor of a state that was actually one of the areas that we thought was going to blow up, and the people of California did a great job to do what they did to keep the surge down, as they say, people in Washington, because the guy fucking finally said this is life or death. He said, let's do this. And when it comes down to it, you think Trump's in there going, I really want to make money on chloroquine. The fact that people believe that shit, that just tells me how fucking demented they are. And that's why I'm snoozing people enough. It's like, if you really think somebody is that far gone and that fucking, then you have just gotten to the point where you're fucking not even being realistic. This is not a big, hey, I want to promote the guy. I'm just saying enough already with your horseshit. And especially when you start critiquing, like this fucking person was talking about insider trading. And she was talking to me, and I'm like, on Facebook, on this post, and I'm like, it's not insider trading about chloroquine because it's out, everything about
everybody
it, it's in
knows
public.
About
it's
it.
Not, it's nothing to do. So you're accusing somebody of this, and oh, then they went to, oh, because of the Congress people. I know, yeah, the people that did the shit in January, they're going to pay the price. But what the fuck? You know, like every time something happens, you're going to come out. And who the fuck are you? Like, stay in your fucking lane, people.
They don't know how
to. Stay in your fucking lane. Listen, I'm not going to go to an artist and go, hey, you think you should use blue here? You know what I mean? But listen, if you don't have money, if you're fucking sitting there and your family, your decisions with your own family have you in a fucked up situation, I don't want to hear a fucking word about what you think the government should be doing or who didn't act or, you know, if you don't have money in the bank right now and provisions in place so that you could be withstanding this time of crisis, I don't give a fuck about your advice. I don't give a fuck about your opinion.
Wow, Dougie.
That's the way it goes.
Don't pass out.
Yeah. That's what happens. That's how you avoid corona.
Listen,
you got to be aggravated.
I think Trump could defuse a lot of this by not being... I speak Trumpanese, though. So, like, it doesn't bother me because...
You see through what's being said.
I get him. I get what he's saying. I get all moving parts. I thought the hoax comment was... It's just he's irresponsible.
Yeah,
he's just,
I think that was...
He's not a polished politician.
No.
He just talks like the whatever he's thinking, and that hurts him. But like I said, I speak... And I even get his optimism. Because you don't make... You don't have success... by having a negative outlook. So people like Trump or somebody who's always like, this is going to be great.
Right.
This is going to be good. Because that's what you have to do to make it.
Right.
And that's why, and Democrats, on a large part, are complainers.
Hey, Mark Boyer, stop sending me fucking videos when I'm on, you know, if I'm sitting here doing a podcast, you keep sending stuff while I'm on the podcast.
And you just
take me off your group. No, it's just this stupid shit.
But my point is, he would help to diffuse it by not... being such a
There's times that you know,
ass,
like I
you
said,
know, but...
when he said this, by the way, when the general guy said that, that's what he should have said. He goes like, "Hey, you know what? I don't care who she worked with or where she was. You know what? If this was real important, she really should have come to the team and said, hey, this is a concern.' You know, it's almost like this the unemployment stuff. Your state of you know, everybody's going, 'Oh, I can't get on.' What do you just think for a second? Okay, just think for a second. Just like what happened during the Obamacare thing, the website, it was overwhelmed.
Of course,
because
you,
and you know what? Even as somebody who didn't believe in the that particular act, and that you know the fucking health the Obamacare Act, I knew it was going to be a problem because of that. The rush, the amount of people. So when all this
anything run
you know,
by the government
if,
is a fucking
if I'm
mess.
In a position, if I have to go get unemployment insurance, guess what? I know it's not going to be picking up the phone. Let's make the call. Dot the I, cross the T. It's done. It's not going to be like that. You've got millions of people that are fucking rushing to the gate, like all trying to get toilet paper. If there's no fucking toilet paper in the goddamn stores, what makes you think there's going to be an open line at the unemployment fucking office? You know, listen, we get it. It's there. Don't fucking complain. Deal with that shit. Be a fucking man. You know, understand your consequence. You know what I'm saying? Enough of the fucking I am not an 80-year-old man who's lived like a lifetime to go, "Oh, I understand." You know, it's been through some shit. Don't be fucking surprised. You know, and then the reporters asked those questions. How many people? This is the question of how many people have actually gotten that money already? Like, in other words, you know the system has its issues, and all you're trying to do is expose the issue as opposed to the fact that, A, it was designed, A, it's there, people made this happen. You know, that's the big part of it. nothing's going to happen like fucking, you know, easy peasy in this situation.
I am extremely dissatisfied with the press trying to get information about COVID-19
right.
with force. This is not asking hardball questions about a political race. This is about the wellness and health of this entire country and the fact that, like, putting people on the hot seat to get answers,
right?
It's not effective. Like, I'm not watching the news because I want to watch you fucking stick it to right. whoever you're
Come
interviewing.
Come up with that question of the
okay?
day.
Okay, I don't want you to watch you put the professionals, whether it's Fauci or Adams or the blonde lady or Trump or Pence, just watch you fucking make them sweat in the... I just right. don't think that that's an effective way to get really good information from people.
No, and it's misguided. It's not
like having a fucked up crazy boyfriend. Like, where the fuck were you?
Yeah.
I was at the store.
Yeah. Why did you do this? Why right. did you say that?
Exactly.
Always looking for ulterior motives. It's horse shit. You know, and here the only good thing about it is I think the average well-balanced person kind of watches this and goes,
James Russell, or whatever your name is, I gave him that truly for his birthday. He's not 80.
Oh. Is that what it is?
They're making fun of your truly.
Oh. yeah, well, you know, listen, I am a year older. Perry Sachs says, James, it's because he's taking ecstasy, can't drink. He's a smart guy. Yes. I always drank on ecstasy. I don't know why that was ever a problem.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, you had to drink while you're ecstasy because all the cocaine you're doing. You got to drink while you're doing cocaine.
Ecstasy will dehydrate you.
Yeah. So mask or no mask, you're wearing your mask. I went to Costco with my wife because a buddy of mine posted on Facebook that there was toilet paper. Now we have about a month's supply of toilet paper left. But you know, when somebody on my Facebook post says, "Hey, I'm here in Coral Springs at Costco," and there's like a whole thing, I'm like, "Honey, let's go." You know what I mean? So we go there, and of course, it's gone. But I got my mask on, and I'm walking around.
Like, is it a real medical mask, or do you
We have the good ones.
Oh, you that do. Now you have my bra.
But we also have like the one you like kind of have with, like you clean with. You know,
yeah, those are good.
No, we wear those. So I was wearing those. And we have the what's the other one? The good one?
N95.
We have those that my daughter given one to me, one to my wife.
Okay.
She's a nurse.
That was nice.
Yeah. And I'm not going to use it. It's just sitting there in case I really, you know.
Well, then why don't you donate it to them for
one mask?
Yeah, they can use every mask. Look, they can use every mask.
Well, listen, I'm keeping it just in case. Just one. I'm not being greedy. I didn't get 10.
I'm fucking one. I'm calling on you.
I'm just sitting there. Maybe I have to wipe my ass with it if I run out of toilet paper.
You're not going to. I just gave you 10 squares. You're good for the year.
Well, I'm also getting very good at like being conserving my two or three, four squares I use at a time per wipe.
I ration. I have a bidet.
You look like a fucking...
I have a bidet. Yeah. I have a bidet.
Well, that's nice.
Nosey on over.
But even if you bidet, you got to wipe, right? But it doesn't take as much. Like one quick dry.
Yeah, I mean, I like to wipe.
How long does it shoot up, like, hard?
You can control it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The bidet is pretty nice.
Yeah.
It cleans you. It's like getting in the shower.
I don't have a bidet, but I got one of those shower heads I could take off.
Yeah, it's like getting in the... It's like giving a shower to your...
Yeah, why not?
Bum,
I don't know who doesn't
and your
do
vagina.
That. Listen, I don't know who doesn't do that now. When I take that thing, I clean all that up, and I'm just hoping the wife's going to play down there. I always let her know, hey, what you doing? I just really clean my nuts.
This is right. Are you guys are you one of those like highly sexual couples during?
Well, we've been somewhat busy. We're doing all right. Yeah, I'd like
COVID.
A little more. Yeah, I mean, I man groomed.
Yeah, that's good. I know we're grooming.
Yeah, you got to groom.
I think like as the quarantine go, like at first, and now it's like. For like every night, it's like dicker dateline, you know.
Yeah,
dicker dateline. Because I can't do both.
So you guys just stay home, right? Just chill out. Watch
We love it. I get along. Yeah, I'm thrilled.
My wife's a great cook, so she's cooking and doing all kinds of stuff.
Lot.
We're drinking at least a bottle of wine.
We're drinking a lot of wine.
We're drinking liquor now, so we're getting like whiskey and like a mix of like a like yeah, like just a glass, like a three finger, you know.
Yeah, just like a jigger.
Yeah. What'd you say? What'd you call me, bitch?
The power claw. So I learned about the power claw where you mix the vodka with the white claw.
Oh, okay. I'm not into these drinks. I have no idea what this was.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Well, the truly white claw is better than truly. This is lemon. I was on the berries for a while.
Yeah.
Feel free on Facebook. Let us know what you think. I was buying all the berry flavors. because I thought that was better. But then I switched over to lemon, mango, and tangerine, and my life has not been the same since.
Yeah, James said he thought it was settling my tummy. And he, no, you should be able to read it off the
I know,
screen. She can't, James,
I
can't, she can't read the screen. She's got her mask
and then
over her fucking
my
face.
Glasses get fogged yeah. up. James Russell.
You know,
this, Jimmy Russell.
This one, over the weekend, they had Laugh Aid, which was like supposed to be like a Live Aid. And if anything, if it was, it was like a few hours on Access TV and comics, all types of comics hosted it from their Skype lines. And let me tell you something, it was really horrible.
Who was, like who? Like when you say comics.
They had like, they had different people, like Bob Saget was hosting it for a while, and he brought on like Brian Callen and the fighter guy who he does a podcast with.
Oh, but they Joe were, Rogan?
No. Brian Callen and the guy Brandon Straight. I don't remember his name. Anyway, the fighter and the kid podcast. So they did a little. They did like those guys are set to do this stuff.
Right.
You know, those guys know how to perform in a pot in a little studio and be entertaining with just banter. But here's the thing: when you watch that, professional comics with many years' experiences were horrible. On the like on their social media, like they just, I mean, you know, again, I didn't watch the entire thing, but for the most part, like Whitney Cummings was on there, and then Bert Kreischer showed up at her house,
yeah.
and they were doing this thing with the tape measure back and forth, and you know, but the, you know, like anything, like a podcast, like this show, you need quality, you know, if you know, there's some people you watch some of these things, there's some people talking on these things, and like I can't remember who it was one of the news channels or something, and this lady was sitting there, and she was like. And she was listening to things. You could tell she had the speaker on her computer. So you can hear the fucking thing.
And
everybody's like, somebody turn the fucking... And then she goes, ooh, and she puts her ear pod in. She's like, you know.
Amateurs. Well, but I know, I believe it. Because you know what? And you probably experience this too. A lot of people think that comedians are always funny people. Because they're so funny on stage. And even I've fallen into the trap. Like, I've been where, like, I'm working with a comedian and I'm really excited. I'm like, oh, I get to work with this person.
Right.
It's going to be so much fun. Or I get to go on the road with this person right. and it's going to be so much fun. And I would say...
And they're a complete drip.
98% of the time, they're the most boring people yeah. to be around. Like, there are a handful of people who I've actually had fun with on the road. So I'm not surprised that just hanging out one-on-one, that they're not...
Tim Barrington asked if we use that trophy for sex, the NBA championship trophy from the Heat. I think
Ben
Gleave. Yeah.
I keep fogging up my windows.
No, we don't. It's it's a little too small for my ass. Thanks, Tim. I like bigger.
How come I don't see that on my screen?
I don't know.
It's the lead.
Yeah. All right. So here's the thing. You know, a lot of comics are doing these things. About doing these on open mic things. And
yeah.
and listen, here's the, we've been doing this now for a while.
Yes.
So there's a chemistry. You know, this is, you know, if anything, you know, when it comes to social media comedy, you can't get in front of a fucking wall, right? You can't get in and put a microphone and put a wall, a little curtain behind you and do comedy to no audience.
Right. And have no laugh.
Right. You know what I mean? I mean, I was thinking about maybe if Tavolino's is open, you go in there. And I could just give them, you know, say, hey, you know, we're gonna see if we can raise some money online and actually do a show.
Yeah.
We'll do a laugh track, just have that all going and just have it fun and see if people would pay $10. But you know what? All that shit for that, you know, it's like, it's just, you know, you just, this is the, you have to have comics who know how to fucking talk and chat and not try to be funny the whole time.
Right.
You know, just get into something. But listen, in these Instagram lives, I mean, I'm sitting there. I look through Instagram. So-and-so went live. And you look at it and you're like, did you write anything down?
Did you take the time or did you just think you're that funny that you're just going to get that you're that hysterical to be
around?
You
know what I mean? Yeah, just winging it. And I have an outline here. I got things lined up. I got things I want to. When I have you as a co-host, I have certain things I want to talk about. When I have Jay or I have somebody else, it's always going to be stuff that's, you know, and then again, so I'm drinking. You know what I mean?
You have to be a little unbridled
mm-hmm.
to do live performance like that or do live. Like Eric Myers can be funny, but when he does live, so I haven't seen him. Is he doing? I haven't seen him before COVID. I haven't seen him.
Who?
Eric Myers.
No, and his girlfriend unfriended me. Wife, sorry, yeah.
Oh, after the
after
trip.
All that, yeah, because it was my fault that he's an alcoholic and I didn't babysit him.
We won't go there. We won't go there.
Oh, fuck it. You know what I mean? Listen.
I just noticed I haven't seen him even before.
I haven't seen him even before that. And I just, you know, with all that going on, I'm like, I don't need that either. Mark Boyer, you're making a political statement on a podcast, and
that's gross.
You know, I don't like Trump, dude. Just I don't give a fuck, and I don't respect any of your opinions on politics.
Well,
let's just
I'm
leave
more
it there.
Of an independent. I mean,
I don't. I just don't. I don't at all. Any rate, Tim Barrington says, "Let's see which one of you can sit further down on the seltzer." All
right,
Tim. You know, you've been quarantined for a while. You're getting. Yeah, that's some, you know, anybody who wants to see me squat on anything.
I'm just flattered that Tim thinks I'm that tight,
well,
you know, without knowing me.
and I'm offended. I guess I would.
I would love to know what about me looks now. It looks like I'm that tight.
Good, Mark. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. I would not advise. I won't waste my time ever advising you ever again or giving you any help and or advice in that matter. All right. Here's the other thing. Now, there's a great story that the pandemic is turning the world around. If anything, there's a lot of interesting, positive things that have happened since everybody's not running around and doing a lot of shit.
Absolutely.
Right.
Less money on gas.
Right. You're not spending money on gas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you let's think about it. Like people, it's in investment planning, this thing called an extended budget, which You take what your regular budget is and like in this instance, what will my budget be?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like if somebody is working, they have a 9-to-5 job, they wear a suit and everything. When you're going to estimate how much money you're going to need during retirement, you're probably not going to need money for all that dry cleaning. Right. You're probably not going to need as much money for meals and everything.
Right. You're not going to. Well, you probably will eat out more, but you're going to.
Your travel may go up, your discretionary expenses. So you have to. It's something. So you plan forward. Right.
Right.
On that kind of stuff. But yeah, there's no. There's a lot of things that are not happening. The waters, waterways are clear. The air pollution has been.
Yeah. Right. Wasn't there actually pictures of like the smog change during COVID? Where was that? In China?
Yeah. People in China, But even here, New York and how great, like the other day I went somewhere, I had to go to Peter Leonard's house the other day.
Nice.
And it was like 5-6 o'clock at night. And I'm thinking there's going to be traffic. There was no traffic.
No traffic.
There's no traffic. Yeah, I bet your people who ride motorcycles are loving this.
Except in poorer parts, I noticed. So
yeah.
When I'm at my place in North Palm, no traffic. Palm Beach Gardens, no traffic. Out in Wellington, where my boyfriend lives, no traffic. Today I had to come across Forest Hill. You know, once you cross
over on
Forest Hill, you get to like that military jog kind of area. There was so much traffic. There were people everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I mean, that's why Miami is the way it is, you know?
Well, and again, going back to some of these things that the media asked questions about, like why haven't they shut down the whole country? Because people in Montana aren't rushing to the malls right now. They're not all hanging out at Starbucks.
Well, but also because it's America. You can't shut down the fucking country.
Yeah, you can't do that. You know what I mean?
I'm even wondering why they get to say, like, okay, liquor stores are essential, but Michael's isn't. What if I like to fucking do crafts while I'm on quarantine?
And the other thing was the beaches. That's another thing that when they closed the beaches, like...
They had to do that because of the spring breakers.
Well, Miami, I get it. You know, like tourist beaches, I get it. But in certain... Like, they're talking about why haven't they closed the beaches in Georgia... And one of these questions, you're like,
Georgia has a beach.
Yeah, well, exactly. You know what I mean? It's not like it's going to, we don't really need to, we really don't need to close it. In other words, unless there's a bunch of people there, that's
right.
The thing. It's like when you go walk outside, and here's the thing. When you're in the car and you see people that are wearing masks in their car.
Yes, I saw somebody talking about
what
this.
What the fuck is that about?
Why are they wearing, my friend Kelly, I don't think she's on this yet, Kelly Heinegger, she pointed out that why are people wearing masks?
Why would you wear a mask in your car?
I don't. First of all, you're cross-contaminating.
I'm
literally eating my mask. I just ate my whole mask.
It's turning into a fucked up mustache.
I'm eating it. Like, it's getting to be non-effective.
Useful,
right?
It's like wearing a condom with
a
hole in it.
I'm going to take it off.
Why would you wear it?
Could
you imagine making love and looking down and seeing this big hole in the condom. Like, oh, fuck, I guess I should still wear it.
I'm literally eating my mask. Okay, fine. I'm taking it off.
All right, now we're
I already had COVID anyway. I'm pretty sure I already had it. And I'm getting tested. I'm getting tested for the antibodies. But wait, let's go back to the mask and gloves in the car. You're cross-contaminating. There's a way to take off rubber gloves, for starters, which I'm pretty sure most people don't know because I just learned myself.
They don't. And you think, like, and if you, the only time I learned how to take off gloves when I had picked up shit for my dog. Like, you know, if you're wearing a glove.
What, you use rubber gloves to pick up your dog shit?
Well, basically, like, it's almost like we would use a bag, like a plastic bag you get at Publix. You reach in with the bag, you grab it, then you fold it in.
And then you turn it
inside out. Right. It's like a glove.
Yes, a glove. So just so everybody knows, proper removal. You take your gloved hand and you pinch and turn it inside out. Then you hold that glove with this hand and you stick your finger in there, like underneath the other glove, and turn that one inside out. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
But
and don't leave the gloves. Like, you go by most of these parking lots, people are taking their gloves off and leaving them on the floor. Like they
I've heard that. I saw it in oceans.
People need to die in this world because they're so fucking ignorant. Like, you leave all this shit. You don't want to get everybody affected, but now somebody else has to pick up that fucking glove. Right?
And throw it out.
I'm not going to pick it up. I walk the dog. We see shit on the floor like that. We're like, you know, when all these we didn't talk about it on the show yet, but what happened here on Sunday or Monday, what it was.
We're going to get to, before I lose this thought, because I'm definitely curious to know what your thoughts are on this. So, okay, as far as wearing your mask in your car, I guess if it makes you feel safe, okay, but it doesn't make any sense. Now, let me ask you this. It is not government mandated that you wear a mask, but am I correct or does anybody agree that if you go to Publix,
right,
you should be required to wear a mask?
I think that once you go into an area that you're breaking that social distancing rule, you should. Now, here's the problem. Can they get one? Do they have one? The limitations of it.
Do they have a bra? Do they have a t-shirt?
They don't have a bra with big old titties like that. Could you imagine some guy with, you know,
with the A cup?
He's like, they're getting mad at the guy. Like, how come you don't have one? Why don't you make one with your bra? And he look at his wife and he looks like a little like a 13-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Like, my wife has no tits, dude. I can't make a bra out of it.
The D, double D has like a full, that's a double D. That's like
that
full
is a
coverage.
Big thing, dude. You can like three children can
I know.
Be
Those
housed
things
under
were
that thing.
Very difficult to manage. But yeah. I think, I don't know, starting this week, knowing what we know now and the fact that it's been known that one in four people are completely asymptomatic. I wear a mask to be responsible. It's not
right.
Because it's not going to protect me, but I'm trying to protect other people. So when I see people at Publix this week without a mask in the past 2 days, I kind of just think you're a fucking asshole.
Well, I'm not that critical. I just, especially if they're not coughing and stuff. And, you know, it's like, will that mask keep me from, you know, again, if I'm going to get pissed if they're coughing and shit. I'm more worried about that, or they're sneezing or they're sniffling. Like, who the fuck?
Yeah, but
like,
what about the fact that one in four are asymptomatic?
Well, I get it.
And can pass it.
But I get it. But they could pass it. But if they're 6 feet away from me, you know what I mean?
But when they're breathing.
Well, that's why I hold my breath. When I go into Publix or Costco, I hold my breath.
Oh, and they burp. I love burping on the podcast. I don't know why.
Now you just gave my mic COVID-19.
What if they burp mic? The COVID on you? That was for you, Jackie Sanchez, even though she's not watching. That was a really good burp too. White Claw.
That
really
was nice. Peter Kramer wants to know if you're celebrating
Passover. We're going to be doing a Zoom Seder with my mother, who's down here at the Horizon Club in Deerfield, and my cousin in Baltimore. And I'm doing brisket, and I'm making matzo ball soup, and we're going to do a Seder. I'm going to lead the Seder because I don't, you know, and my dude's going to be at work, so he can't lead it. Plus, he's shook up.
Now, is he running into a lot of stuff out there as a fireman? Is he?
Yes, it is. So having a essential worker and having, never mind an essential employee, but a first responder is definitely frightening in all of this.
Yeah,
so,
no doubt.
We have our protocol, so we don't socialize outside of, I'd love to, Dina Haddad was on, and I'd love to ask her a question about Publix. We're coming right back to you, Dina. Don't go anywhere. But in general, so we're super cautious. You are the only person I've seen since I went into quarantine on the 15th, when I thought I had COVID. And when he comes home, we have a whole process because I just don't let him in the house. Like, you don't just get
to
come home.
He's got to wait outside for 5 minutes.
But fortunately, he's a firefighter in Palm Beach. And I love you, too. And so the population is smaller on the island of Palm Beach.
Right.
So in that capacity. He's not getting as much exposure as some of the county. Just takes one. But all it takes is one. It takes one. That's right. No matter what. You build one house, they don't call you a home builder. But you suck one dick.
Yeah. Well, like one of the things I'm at, like my wife is the shopper. So, they said two people shouldn't go shopping. You know, the Dr. Drakes, whatever her name was, got shit because she, again, other people judged what she said because, like, are you trying to tell people not to go shopping? She's like, no, dipshit. I told you that you got to be a little more,
cautious.
Don't go like three times a week because, oh, I ran out of this, ran out of that. Plan it out to go once every 2 weeks. Be a little more, just a little more intelligent about what you do. Minimize your risk, maximize the gain.
Pay attention. I know it's hard. Like, yeah, people can't pay attention.
That's all she's trying to do, but some fucking hoopleheads can't be told anything. You know what I mean?
Wait, let's go back to Dina because I want to get her. She works at Publix.
Right.
And she says, we don't have any fucking toilet paper. But will you text me the night before?
Can you give us like
when you're stocking that shit, Dina, will you just shoot me a little fire off a text?
A little
to me?
Congressional insider information.
Inside trade me some fucking toilet paper.
I was thinking about paying off the guy at Costco, giving him $100, going, hey, man.
But right before you came on, Dina, I proposed that I know it's not a government mandate that people wear masks at the Publix. And for people listening who aren't in Florida, Publix is our grocery store, obviously. Do you think that at this point, knowing what we know, if you're going to Publix to shop, you should wear a mask? That's what I'm wondering.
Some sort of, even a scarf, right? A scarf would work, right?
Something to just say, hey, right. I give a fuck about not giving you the...
I saw somebody who did them with like, you get like a sports underwear. Like, that's all I wear. Like,
yeah,
Adidas,
like a cup.
You could get an underwear and you could put it over your head in a way and wrap it around your face so it covers your mouth and it goes over the back of your head.
I totally want to go into Publix with a cup on my face.
Jockstrap.
Jockstrap.
Put a little ventilator on it.
Oh, my God. A jockstrap would be perfect.
That'd be funny.
But I just think, like, we exchange enough pleasantries. Yes, wear the mask or stay the fuck home. That's right from a Publix employee. And I agree. You're not thinking about them or anybody else.
Some of these Publix have those. They put a little.
They
all have them. I hope because Publix is pretty good about that.
They
don't waste a dime.
Because I'm at a million. That's my. I go to a million of them.
They have that plexiglass that goes up between people. I think that's what we ought to have. I think that's what we ought to just have. Instead of having a mask, you should just have like this little plexiglass. That you walk around.
Ew, and what if some people had dirtier plexiglass than other people? That's gross.
Yeah.
But that could work. What if we just walked with a plexiglass on a popsicle stick?
What if you just walked around with a big old cloth on your face and just held it, like, had like a muffin hand, like a big poof, like a pom pom hand? Like, you just put it in your face, and then when you, like, people come near you, just.
Or what if,
face.
Like, I asked Stu if I could just sit on his face. what if somebody just came walking into Publix with their wife, like, just
straddled
fucking
on
sitting
their
on their face?
That's what, if we're going to go
shopping.
Holding
their ass, and she's reaching and grabbing the shit that they need.
If you're going to go shopping with your spouse, you got to go in, like, a reverse 69 position. Whoever can walk, the other person has to be upside down and kind of grab the lower shelves.
Do the crab
and the other whoever's standing upright can grab the upper shelves. Just like maybe you get a couple belts to strap you in, that way you're saving your marriage.
Right.
While
it's effective. It's 100% effective.
See the way I threw it in? Shopping with a pleasure. You like that, Dina?
This a dude came in with a gas mask on that had rosary beads hanging off the nose of the mask.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
She said she piddled. Did you piddle in your pants?
I had to pee a little bit.
She piddled a little bit.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. My buddy Hans put some photos on Facebook a week or so ago. The people were in like those like water jugs. Like you put all.
Yes, I saw that where they cut it out and stick it around their head. I saw that in China.
Yeah. I mean, why not? I mean, I should just Shark Tank this, but picture like a really well thick like hand muff thing, mm-hmm. And then as people walk by, you just put it in front of your face. I mean, if you're walking in an area where there's nobody around you 6 feet, there you're okay. And then somebody comes close, you just kind of put it over your face, and you're not touching your face because your whole hand's the muff.
When you think about all of the pleasantries that we extend anyway before this, great set.
Right.
And you're full of shit. Not a great set.
Right.
Or horrible. The idea that you stand up when somebody sits down at the table, even though you think she's a total whore. You still stand. You pull out her chair, mm-hmm. even though you're planning on fucking her backwards tonight. You know, whatever. All these pleasantries that we extend, even though we don't really feel that way about a person. I'm just saying, throw something on your fucking face when you're going. So to at least it, you, the ideal situation would be to protect people. Thank you, Peter Kramer. But secondary, to at least say, hey, I give a shit enough
right.
to put this on my face. I don't just think that it's okay yeah. for me to blow my fucking COVID breath yeah. on your fruit.
Yeah. I, you know, I listen, but then you wash the fruit. You know what I mean? And everything I touch, like I'm washing my hands like a beast. You know what I mean? And I don't touch my face. You know what I mean?
I'm guilty of touching my face when I'm on my computer.
I know, but I don't. And I, you know, I wipe my daughter has this stuff that's like a spray, like an oxidant, whatever it is, and it smells like pepper. It's like, but you spray it on your thing and wash everything. Your phone, like you can wash your phone, you can wash your hand a million times.
What was that noise?
That was my computer. But you wash your hands a million times, but you keep touching your phone, and then you don't realize why did you wash your hand? You just grabbed your phone again.
Oh yeah, phone. All so right? That's what I use. That's what I use my wipes for.
I got a wipe. We got the wipes, and I got this little, like I said, this ozone spray. I spray it, and then it's
oh, like the same thing you use to cover up the smell of weed, ozone?
No, not that. Oh, okay. I fucked up on the name, but I just got
and
high,
we have
I guess,
shifts. And... I don't know. I like to recommend people, like Stuart and I, we just have shifts, like one morning, one evening shift where we go and we just wipe down every doorknob and yeah. every light switch. Yeah.
But if nobody's in your house and it's just you two, then it shouldn't matter. Like the person is wearing the mask in the car. You're looking at him like, what, you know, unless you're an Uber driver, I get it. Okay. Uber drivers, people that are, okay. But if you're driving by yourself, why do you have a mask on in your fucking car?
Unless they don't want, yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
You're not going to catch it at 80 miles an hour.
Right. The wind.
Coming through your air conditioned vent.
But I'm not going to judge anybody at this point because yeah, look, you're right. scared, you should be scared. People bastard. Die. They're not old people. There's a lot of young people. They die quickly. It's not a fun day. I mean, I don't even really want diarrhea at this point because that could get sticky.
What did she said? Please be safe. Blah, blah, blah. Dougie over here. When this lockdown is lifted, you need to come do a show over here. Love you. Thank you. Yes. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if I'm ever going to do comedy again.
She's on the West Coast.
Yeah. I
know that's not true about you, but I understand the sentiment.
Yeah. I'm at the point where I'm just enjoying the lack of craziness with that business.
I know. I'm enjoying doing my work, like my real civilian job.
Yeah, staying focused on simple things.
And I'm really grateful. I was thinking about, I'm glad I never was one of those people who took the leap to just like, oh, I'm going to be a comedian and just throw caution yeah. to the wind because, you know, my bills got paid
there's
this
no
month
way.
And it had nothing to there do is, with comedy.
There's no way. There's no way that unless, you know, that you could do only comedy and make it because... Like they said in the Laugh Aid thing, there's like and very few comics make money at it, you know, like money.
Right.
Like, yeah, there's comics that make a living. And, you know, for the most part, like I made, listen, I don't know. I made like probably 20, 30, 40 grand between right. merch and the producing shows and stuff last year. But the costs, the expenses are about $25,000, $30,000.
You know what I mean? I think a lot of people are going to walk away from this, and especially older comics.
Yeah.
And I say this even without COVID. I think about comics who are in their 50s, one in particular, and I'm like, at some point, you got to look back and you're going to be mad about the things that comedy took away from you.
Right.
Because yeah. you chase this and it's like a drug and you chase it and it took away stability and it took away family and it took away, it can steal so much from you if you don't fucking make it. You got to make sure that you're balancing your survival and your finances when you're doing comedy. It's just, you have to do the math. And if yeah. you're not good at doing the math, you're going to be really, yeah, right now they're fucked. And it's, you know what's weird? There are some comedians who I feel terrible for right now, who I find myself sending money to and Venmoing and being right. like, yo, here's, you know, $50, dude. I know things are tough. And then there's some where I'm like,
yeah, oh well. You made the bed, sleep in it. You know, listen, and with the cruise ship industry, that's a whole, there's a bunch of comics that made it, you know, starting to make money. I know a few people that just started.
Oh,
I know
yeah.
comics that have been living on it. And again, you know, that's the, I always felt that. That was always the one thing I felt about cruise, because people would say that to me. How do you feel like with a cruise, being a cruise ship comic? And, you know, I knew people that worked on cruise ships.
Sure.
And to me, it's not for me. Like being stuck on that fucking cruise ship. You know, and just being on a cruise ship, you know, way before all this shit happened, you had those people with stomach issues and all the different, like, I don't want to
cruise. I've been on one cruise my whole life. I don't like cruises.
I don't want to get, so the industry, I think it's going to be one of those industries that'll never be the same after this. And you know, as a comic that you're relying on that now, what are you going to do? And you got to go out and hit the road. But there, you're right. It's always funny how something like this happens. Like in the financial crisis, there was a lot of people that were financial advisors that left the business.
Right.
Obviously, a lot of people were, huge amount of people that were mortgage brokers leading up to the real estate crisis. Right. Everybody was a mortgage broker, and then boom, now they're something else, because that's just an industry that just couldn't sustain it. So if anything, we all know as comics that there's a shitload of comics.
Too many.
And that this is something that'll definitely thin the herd, I imagine.
And getting back to being being a cruise comic, it's funny because people who are cruise comedians, I totally admire. You know what? If you like, I admire anybody who figures out a way to make a decent salary as a comedian. But if somebody proposed the question to me, like you just said, like, whoa, why wouldn't you want to be a cruise comedian? Never mind that cruise ships are fucking disgusting. But the fact is, that is like somebody who is who's aspiring to have a huge music career.
Right.
Doing weddings.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a rock star, but this weekend, right now, I'm doing weddings.
Yeah, you're making a living. You're basically choosing a job.
A smart cruise comic will get all of those people to follow you and then start.
But there's a lot of people, too, that I know that do both. Like, they'll do that. They'll do one or two a month at that.
Okay, yeah,
but
that's
then
smart.
But then they still got to be on the road. They don't
lose
that.
That's very smart.
Yeah, it's like anything. You adapt it all together.
Yeah.
You don't go all in, and that's my point. If you never want to be a victim of a situation, you don't put all the control into that situation.
Right, you don't put all your eggs
in
that basket.
You know what I mean? And probably being a cruise comic is that. Now you're there. You're not in the comedy, the nightclub scene, and you're out of it. People don't even know you exist.
Right.
And then,
but
you know,
no matter what it is, whether it's music or art or whatever it is that you want to pursue, or rich dudes or, you know, dick, whatever it is you're pursuing, you know, a sugar daddy, you have to think of yourself. You have to think of yourself first. And like as you're pursuing those things, you need to make sure that you're maintaining a financial security for yourself. And, you know, you don't put your eggs in that basket. I'm not saying you need to have a backup plan, but there's a lot of comedians who do comedy, who rely on comedy money full time, who could just as easily work a fucking part time job.
Thank you,
Dina.
Yeah. I wanted to get into, because I wanted to start something called the word of the day on the show.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if we have time. I mean, we're not going on a 1 hour format anymore. We're just doing it as long as.
Oh, yeah. We got 3 minutes. Well, do you want to do word of the day? Or I think I'd rather do word of the day. Do we have to do headlines? Or you have some
bunch of good stories all I want to get to. And again, I'm not just down to an hour. I've been doing an hour and 20 minutes. I've been doing shows. So unless you got to be somewhere.
Well, I did tell Stuart I'd pick up dinner on the way home.
So don't worry about the word of the day.
But what is the word of the day?
The word of the day is proficiency.
Oh, we could have a whole conversation. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, hold on.
It's one of those words that has to do, it all relates to what I said, people saying shit on Facebook, you know, making comments and giving you their opinion of something when in reality they have no proficiency. In other words, they never had practice in their life that developed. For you to become proficient in something, you have to be at it on a long time. You have to live it. You forgot more than anybody knows about the subject. And there's too many people.
Interesting. I like
there's
that.
Too many people giving advice and sharing their fucking opinions without proficiency in that subject matter. And that's where, you know, it's like people. People have freedom of speech, but unless you have a proficiency in the subject matter, I don't give two shits of what you say. And here's the real part. I lose all respect for you when you criticize or judge somebody else's opinion on that matter.
Right, because I don't...
Yeah. And one of my friends went on a rant on my Facebook post here. People will be able to go and look at it and telling me how my point of view politically is shit.
I think recently was the comparison of socialism to the relief package.
Right.
and people not getting the difference between a stimulus and socialism and not knowing the difference. I was just like, you know what? I just if you don't get it, if I got to explain it to you, right. And I'm not, like I said, I'm very independent. I understand why they, I see their side of why, but if you don't get it, I can't waste my time. Like
I'm not
explaining it any further to
I'm
you.
I'm snoozing the fuck out of people because I know they don't have a proficiency in the subject matter yet. They're yelling at the fucking tip of their lungs, screaming on the street corner at everybody. And that's one thing. And then to criticize and then take sides and demonize somebody else who doesn't agree with your horse shit.
Yeah.
The definition of proficiency, by the way, is a high degree of competence or skill or expertise.
I'm proficient in a lot of things. Very I'm very diversely. Mm-hmm.
You sound like Trump now.
I
know more than the generals.
I do. I know a lot of, I'm proficient in a lot of things. I'm proficient in marketing. I'm proficient in.
Because you do it. Know what I mean? Language proficiency is the ability of an individual to use language with a level of accuracy that transfers meaning in production and comprehension. Now,
like when it comes to the penis, proficiency.
There's so many people that are going out, they're quoting like when law and they're saying, well, this was, or even they cut and paste something. They put like, this is a story that I read that proves what I'm saying is right. And here's the thing. And I mentioned this in law. You read law, but law is interpreted.
It's in something.
You can have 10 lawyers read the law, and it's interpreted in 10 different ways. It could be through proficiency. It could be used to mean something and be pushed. That's what a judge will look at and say, yeah, I like your way you looked at it.
Right.
So language, and this is
important. That's why no blowjob is the same.
Yeah, well,
all interpreted differently.
I'm going to keep doing my research. A language proficiency is the ability of an individual to use language with a level of accuracy that transfers meaning. In other words, even though it seems to be that we're saying this, that is not what is being said.
Right. It's like reading between the lines.
Yes. So before you judge what you first hear somebody say or posts on social media,
I love birds.
You have no proficiency. You should not be judging. And that is the word of the day.
I like the word of the day.
I like it too. I'm glad we did it. And I don't want your man to be mad at me.
No. We'll do headlines.
Didn't. What are you going to bring him, by the way?
I don't know. Whatever you guys decide. Why don't you throw some suggestions up?
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure,
Fahrenheit,
some international
Facebook
and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thank you, Peter. Time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world and make fun of it.
Wait, I was talking when the headline thing was going off. So, yeah, I'm turning to you, Facebook, to tell me what I should pick up for dinner for Stuart and I tonight.
Sex workers stranded in Germany as coronavirus shuts down brothels.
Oh, yeah. And they don't qualify for the SBA loans.
No.
I was looking at the application, and they specifically ask, I don't know if you know this, they specifically ask, is your, before, when they're qualifying you,
yeah.
is your business sex
related,
yes. So
wow.
I'm thinking strip clubs and of sorts are not qualifying for the $10,000.
And it's interesting
SBA
you say
loan.
That because I caught heat because I made a comment about strippers on my items of crisis because somebody who is a stripper was basically going out saying if you voted for this particular person and still support this person, unfriend me because you don't know how to make decisions in life. And I thought, well, that's odd. That's a stripper. telling you about your decisions, right? I mean, you see that, right? The hypocrisy.
Oh, that is just,
you know what
fucking
I mean?
Great.
And then somebody, because somebody wrote me like, you know, I know plenty of people that are strippers. Like, look, I did too, man. Mm-hmm. I go, that's not the point. The point is that you're picking a career that, A, doesn't create a proficiency of anything of value.
Right.
In other words, you're not going to be able to go on a job interview in 5 years, even if you put away 50 grand. They're going to say, well, do you know how to do a spreadsheet? No. Do you know how to?
No, I have friends who tried who weren't even strippers. I have friends who worked at a strip club,
right?
And when trying to do non-strip club work, it's hard to use your brain after you didn't have to, you know.
And you make all that money, you're spoiled, so you can never recapture
I don't think
that
they make
level.
That much money, but
well, Berlin, thousands of foreign prostitutes working in Germany have been made homeless after brothels closed due to the coronavirus outbreak.
Where do they go? What do they do?
They're stuck there. They can't leave. You know, can you imagine?
I mean, if they make so much money, though, they should be fine. They should be
able to. Well, you would think if they were resourceful and fiscally responsible. Now, But I don't know if
that
happens.
Doesn't somebody who hires a prostitute, I mean, do they stop hiring? If you're already somebody who hires prostitutes, do you stop hiring prostitutes? Where you draw the line, you know, the COVID.
Yeah, I don't mind getting AIDS.
Never mind.
COVID.
Right. Fucking syphilis. But I don't COVID, be on a ventilator. I'm not fucking with.
Yeah, I don't want to be on a ventilator, but having an 18-inch bruise on my balls.
If my dick falls off tomorrow, I'll be okay.
If my dick falls off like an old button on a jacket. Authorities in the country say where prostitution has been legal for almost two decades, shut brothels last month, along with other non-essential businesses like restaurants and nightclubs, to slow the spread of the virus. Spread of everything, I guess.
That was really funny.
Yeah. But some prostitutes work illegally in charities.
Oh, I thought you meant like
them.
The spread of her legs.
Yeah, well, everything's spreading, you know. So
they become cam girls. Come on, Tim Barrington. Really? I mean, cam girls.
Yeah, but isn't that the same? Like we were talking about if prostitutes can't do what they're doing, what's it like? Like comics are trying to do open mics on social media, you know?
That's like being an Instagram model. Like, okay, who isn't an Instagram model? Anybody can be an Instagram model, which reminds me, follow me at Jen Hillman Media.
Yeah, yeah, I got my own thing in there too. I'm going to start using your mask.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. So, again, it sucks. You should pick a good job. That's all I'm saying. Twins born during coronavirus outbreak in India named Corona and COVID.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Corey and COVID. I mean, like, you can change Corona to, like, a Core and Cove.
Corona.
I know, that's but Core for sure. Short.
A couple in Indian state of Chhattisgarh have named their twin babies, boy and girl, Corona and COVID. And they
but
won't
I
have
don't
any
believe
problem
that. I think it's probably Corona Darty.
Gupta.
And COVID Gupta.
The babies were born to Preti and Vinay Verma on the 27th of March. The 27-year-old mother described how they wanted to make the day memorable after facing several difficulties. And those kids won't have a problem in grade school.
No, but you know what's sad is that some dipshit out there, a lot of them, are going to be naming kids after coronavirus and COVID. Yep, it's going to happen.
Florida man hangs giant toilet paper roll in front yard. We have to have a Florida man story.
Why?
A man in Florida has poked fun at the toilet paper frenzy that has gripped the nation. Donald Ryan, owner of the arts and crafts business, who would wonder, hung the replica roll between two trees in his front yard.
Look.
He goes, I had the pulleys in the trees all along because I do Christmas decorations. And there in Halloween and Easter and all kinds of things. So it just fit. I did it. That's definitely something you look at. Like, have one of those thin guys blowing around in the wind that all tall comics do.
Well,
that
at
joke.
Least that you can take and wipe your ass with.
Yeah. Like, what can you do? Like, you made a mask out of a bra. Like, if you ran out of toilet paper, what would you do?
That has, like, extra... I mean, like, it's... If the strap... If I knew how to fucking sew...
Yeah, because that...
Instead of using staples?
I couldn't even survive one application. It broke.
But that thing is... That's going to protect you from a lot.
All right. Illinois mayor sends police to break up parties, and they found his wife at one of them.
I bet that's a true story.
It is.
Like, yeah.
The mayor of a small city in Illinois warned citizens that he had ordered the police to break up parties and issue citations to enforce the stay-at-home orders that were meant to slow the spread of coronavirus. But when the officers did so, they found his wife at one of those gatherings.
Oh, it was his wife.
Can you imagine?
Dirty little stay-out.
Yeah. She was being gangbanged by a bunch of political opponents.
Ugh. I bet there's a... You know what? Being in quarantine, fortunately, I really like the person that I'm with, thank God, because we're having a fucking blast. We watch the same things.
Right.
We like to drink together. We're having a fucking blast. But I understand that we're the exception and not the rule.
Yeah, my wife, we're having great, but it's starting to get on my nerves a little bit.
Yeah.
He's
also gone for 24 hours on shift every 3 days.
Yeah.
So
that's why I go to my office a couple days a week just to get the fuck out.
But I could see why people would probably still go out. Because they just can't take the person that they're with.
Mm. Well, these are very serious times. Where are we at? Yeah. Keep your wife at home, bitch. We're going to just breeze through some of these stories.
Put a leash on that hoe.
That's right. Police in India raise coronavirus awareness with virus costumes while directing traffic. In India, they're going crazy. The police are beating the shit out of people for
in India, they were crazy before the COVID.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's why there's gang rape and everything. But the police gross. Officers have these helmets on that look like coronaviruses. So they're out on their horses and shit in the middle of the street and
just batting people around.
Yeah, they're wearing these things to scare the fuck out of people. It's fucking hilarious.
There's so many people in India.
In order to raise awareness. Apparently, police officers in India are now wearing virus costumes.
I'm speechless because I'm not going to say I didn't say that I'm dressing up as coronavirus this Halloween. I mean,
it kind of looks like a French tickler.
It does.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You're going to go to a Halloween party and you'd be like, are you the coronavirus or your French tickler?
Right. It does look like something that could present pleasure, but it is... It's going to be on a, it's just like jokes. Like, I'm just going to tell comedians now.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Coronavirus jokes.
When I think about getting back to comedy, I'm dreading having to sit through other people's unoriginal COVID and Tiger King jokes.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't even watched
that thing yet because I just figured it's.
What?
Yeah.
What? I mean, look, if you don't want to make comment on it, but you haven't watched it yet?
No, not yet.
What the fuck are you doing on this quarantine?
I've watched season 3 of Ozark.
Very good. Best show on TV.
I've obviously watched I've been keeping up with my my Walking Dead.
Oh, my God.
Which was pretty good, the last one. And then
You have weird viewing habits. Right. I mean, I don't know if I'm the first to explain this to you, and maybe you don't think I have the proficiency, the word of the day.
Yeah.
You don't think I have the proficiency to tell you that you need to start...
To be a judge of character based on
your viewing habits. If you weren't with your wife, you'd be completely undateable because of your viewing habits.
Oh, my God. Because of my wife, I'll watch things like So You Think You Can Dance.
That's poor choice.
You know what I mean? But she doesn't watch Bachelor and shit like that. You know what I mean?
No comment.
Yeah. Anyway.
Love is Blind?
You don't
even hear of it. Do you have Netflix? Do you not
subscribe? Yeah, I have Netflix.
Do you subscribe to Netflix?
Will
you watch Tiger
Ozark?
King? I mean, just not because it's good or for any other reason other than just like so you can be up to date on what it is.
All right, I'll watch it. Oh, this is kind of funny. Stray puppy brought home by construction worker turns out to be a fox cub. Hey, Billy, want to help me take care of this dog I found?
Actually,
a fucking fox.
I one time had a cat that was pregnant, and I came home from work, and in the damp soot, I found this little kitten fetus.
Right.
And I panicked because I'm like, oh, my God, I thought the cat had like a baby fallout. And I went and I took
it. It's usually called giving birth, isn't it?
No, but it was only one. And I put it and I wrapped it up and I rushed to this like emergency vet place. And it turned out that it was a squirrel.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a squirrel baby.
So I guess you're not very proficient.
Yeah, I'm not proficient in an animal fetus.
Animal fetuses.
And she was like, get that out. Take that back.
Yeah.
Take that back and put it where you found it. It's a joke. What falls in my closet does anyone hear besides Mike Angelo Cintron? Thank you, Serena, for talking about somebody who's not even on the fucking show right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Good to hear from you.
Serena, wasn't that one of your posts on Facebook? I'm going to make this thing work. Hey, by the way, that didn't work out well, I guess. Louis C.K. releases a new stand-up special on his website. Now, here's a guy who's got control. Let me tell you, shit he's been through, right? You know, here's a hugely successful comic.
Very.
Because a guy like him, Doug Stanhope, these are guys that can just put shit on their own source. Millions of people will see the shit. And that's when you've succeeded. Like, you don't need a fucking club. You don't need a promotion company. You don't need... You are you.
Like, if you could be Me Too'd and still revive your career.
Yeah. You know what I mean? This guy is the fucking...
You have proficiency in comedy.
I love that. That's
look
the shit.
Look at my over... We have to do the word.
I'm telling you.
I'm fucking killing it with the word. You are proficient in comedy if you can get girls to watch you masturbate and still...
Yeah. And still have... It's you know, he made comments about the Parkland kids. You know, he got caught some heat about a year
God,
ago.
Oh, my God, like Aaron Berg's wife. Definitely
not. Oh, no, God, that's terrible. Poor girl. But, you know, because he made a comment.
He made a school shooting joke.
Here's another thing how people judge people, right? He made a comment that, like, listen, just because you were at the shooting doesn't mean now you are proficient in survival study and gun rights and all this other shit. You have nothing. You have no at all. You have no proficiency.
Yes, every Parkland mother is proficient in gun laws.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. And that's basically what he was saying.
If they were as proficient in fucking parenting as they are in fucking gun laws, as they think they are in gun laws, then we won't have kids like Nicholas Cruz growing up and blowing up your fucking schools. That's what I really think.
The word comes together, proficiency. So go to his website and pull it out. And our last story, and it's always good to bring up hypocrisy and irony.
Let's do it.
But in the Israel health minister, who claims coronavirus is divine punishment for homosexuality, ends up testing positive for COVID-19. I
fake
never
news.
Sucked a dick.
Fake you think news. It's fake? I think it's anti-Semitic fake news.
It's pink news, by the way, and MSN.
It's a Jew hater. It's somebody who hates Jews.
It's an anti-Semitic group.
It's an anti-Semitic group who put that out there. It's like CNN talking about Trump.
And
CNN turned off Trump, didn't they? Did I see that? Did CNN
they started doing certain stations do that, and
they did commercials while he was speaking.
Yeah, and you know what? Break. But you know, are you still looking at those ratings? Are you still seeing the TV ratings?
I am, and Fox News is still the number one rated.
Honestly, I'm asking you because again, I like to become proficient in these matters.
Yes, God, you're killing
me. You know,
me.
People, but people said this about like people ask me about this medical. I'm not a doctor. I go no, but. I have two clients. So I have one that works for Mount Sinai. He's well up there in Mount Sinai.
Yeah.
A client with Cleveland Clinic.
Okay.
And they're up there. So I ask them questions about things with COVID. I ask how many people are actually hospitalized versus how many people test positive.
Wow, you're getting very proficient in it.
Yeah, because I want to know these are important aspects. Like if you hear there's 50,000 people with it, how many people are actually in the hospital? You know,
right.
Thus
it's
meaning
on the
for
map.
Demand.
There's a map. Yeah. Like you can
right.
see all
so,
that.
So any rate, so... yeah, so...
but wait, what, there was a point to that?
I don't even remember what I was talking about.
Oh, he smokes when he comes on.
Yeah, I'm not that proficient.
You smoke too much. What were we, I don't even remember what we were talking about either.
Yeah, doesn't even matter.
We are not proficient at podcasting at this point of the hour.
No, this is like a laugh aid.
We were talking about fake news. We were talking about CNN getting turned off.
Oh, yeah, so their ratings. Like, in other words, is it still like a 4-to-1 type... number?
It is my experience, and like I said, this is not scientific, but being that I work in marketing,
right,
and being that I look, so there's two moving parts. There's A, when I buy advertising, I look at ratings,
right,
TV ratings, and no matter how vocal Democrats are, at the end of the day, I see that Fox News still has higher ratings,
right,
which historically wouldn't really indicate anything, except when we live in a time where people are so polarized that they only watch one or the other.
The two, yeah.
There's like nobody who watches CNN watches Fox News and vice versa, except for myself. That's a clear indicator that there's still a good amount of people that are still leaning right. And YouTube. I also can, when I do YouTube advertising, I can see exactly where my ads are running. I can see exactly what video it came up in. And, from you know, I see everything from the Guy show and whatever, and I see Fox News. I never see CNN.com. These are just unbiased. Like,
when you listen to certain, when you read certain people's posts on Facebook and social media and stuff, you can almost tell where they're getting all their new, you know what I mean? It's all, you hear the same talking points released and everything and stuff like that.
I did learn something actually, because I watch both,
right?
And I never understood people's CNN, like people's opinion of Fox News,
right?
And here I did learn this recently, and I really paid attention. I watch most of my news during the day. Fox News during the day is pretty straightforward,
right?
It's pretty.
Nighttime is more.
CNN during the day is still extremely polarized.
Right.
So when I go back and forth between Fox News and CNN during the day, I find that Fox News delivers better news. CNN is really polarized.
Right.
But what I'm realizing is when I watch at night, which normally I don't watch the evening personalities on Fox News because I'm doing other shit, like drinking White Claws and like, you know, sucking my dude's dick. But Fox News is very polarizing.
Yeah.
In the evening.
Yeah.
So now I get why people feel like I'm like, why do they feel like Fox News is so like fucked up? Because like I watch it during the day. And when I compare the two, Fox News is actually much more better at delivering the news than CNN. But at night,
It's good back that they're playing the game.
That gets
But
intense.
You're right. That's more of an entertainment thing to me. That's the way I've always looked at that, too.
Prime time.
Like during the day, I'll watch financial news and stuff because I don't give a shit about all that other stuff. I watch local news, you know, to find out things around my neighborhood. But to watch these fucking talking heads, for the most part.
Right. You need to just use some common sense.
But here's the thing that concerns me. Like this guy, Chuck Todd on NBC. This guy, is he gay? Is he come out? He's gay.
I don't know
if he's ever come out, but the guy is gay. Not that it matters, but if he's never had come out of the closet, dude, you're gay. Number one, and number two, when you're doing Meet the Press and stuff, if you're doing the rolling the eyes shit,
you can't be any more biased.
He is just so when somebody says something to him that doesn't go the way he wants, he'll like keep pushing it. And
talk
you're
about
like,
the hot seat. And what's sad is Tim Russert.
Yeah.
Was so good at like Meet the Press. I used to look forward to Sundays. I'm going to go to Dunkin'
Donuts.
Now you
watch this fucking guy.
I'm going to get my Frappuccino.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a donut and a bagel with cream cheese. Yeah. And then I'm going to go watch Tim Russert fucking make me proficient.
Yes.
Motherfucker. I love the word of the day. Make me proficient in what's going on in the world. And when I watch Chuck Todd, I don't think that he's gay.
Honestly, you can't be made proficient.
Oh, okay. Correct.
I would like to. Your actions themselves create the proficiency. Okay. You know what I mean? You are the author.
Can I become more proficient?
Oh yeah, because yeah.
So I like watching Tim Russert, so I can become more proficient in what's going on in the world. But when I watch Chuck Todd, I don't think he's gay. I just don't think he's seen a lot of vagina.
No, he's
he might now.
He always looks like he's trying to prove something. He's always got that look, like, well, you know, like he still wants
to
be recognized.
And I picture him having very small, fair hands.
And I usually picture him being teabagged on the
weekend. I see him being very clammy.
Yeah,
and
he's a Weasley dude.
He's a weasel. He's a weasel.
He is such
a fucking weasel.
He is a fucking weasel. Well, at least we concluded on something positive today. But hey, guys, thanks for joining us here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show live. For those of you on Facebook and everybody participating in the conversation. And of course, big thanks to Jen Hellman for showing up with all my gifts.
Yes, for your birthday present.
And that's awesome. And and of course, there's nothing to plug, but we'll be back.
I have something to plug.
Yes.
It's not comedy related, though.
Okay.
I would like to take the chance to plug my marketing firm, Fahrenheit, because if you go to my website, FahrenheitAgency.net. If you're a comedian or anybody, I came up with 19 deals for 19 days.
Right.
So for the next 19 days, I am running insane deals. I'm talking $350 for YouTube advertising, $700 websites.
Right.
I'm doing 19 different deals. I'm giving away free social media marketing when you buy a website. I mean, just like, so if you get a chance, or you're a business owner, or you know someone who's a business owner, or someone who wants to start a business, or you're a comedian who actually wants to be fucking legit marketing.
Or you're just for the banker when you play Monopoly.
Right. You know what? go to FahrenheitAgency.net. You can click right on Unlock Our Monthly Offers, and you can see my 19 deals for 19 days.
There you go. That's awesome. And obviously there's no shows. I'm hoping there might be shows in May, but you mentioned that there are no shows in May, and
I have the 23rd, and I'm pretty sure it's gonna
I've got all May booked, and I'm hoping if it doesn't, then I guess. And follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Don't forget to follow our show on Instagram at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. We only have like 183 people. So if you are on Instagram, please go on there now and follow us on Instagram at Wake Up Dougie Show and on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. And join our fan page on Facebook. We put out news articles on it and stuff like that. We want you guys to help us boost this program up, because I think we got a lot of funny talent here.
Like a push-up bra.
And
boost it
got,
up.
We're going every Tuesday at 6 o'clock. That's it. And we got Jen is one of our star co-hosts. We got Lenny Travis is coming back after many years. Danny the Jew is going to be in. Minda, longtime Minda, is in here. And Jay Guy, our set go-to.
So funny, Jay Guy. Oh, my God. I wish I could be Jay Guy.
And we still got Jackie and a lot of the guys. They're just so busy with stuff. It's just hard to get them in. They live far away. And so they'll be stand-ins if anybody can't make it. So every Tuesday, 6 o'clock right here, we'll be doing the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show for you guys' entertainment. Also, if you actually are proficient in some sort of area of interest, message me and let me know, and I'm glad to have you on the show and do an interview. So we can become proficient in your line of expertise.
Oh, my God. We could do, like, yeah.
Right? And that's it, guys.
Joe Rogan style.
We'll be back next week. In the meantime, stay well. Wear your masks in public if you got them, and if you don't, come... come get one of Jen's titties.
Hold it up. My one more time. The bra mask.
Her bra mask.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That is brilliant. That looks so good on you.
It smells like... It reminds me like I'm on a date, like in high school.
Yeah, I'm
like,
telling you.
I'm going to get titties. I'm gonna,
I
you know
take
what I mean?
Fabric softener sheets and I put them in my... That's my secret, okay? I put them in my underwear drawer.
Almighty.
And so my bras and my panties always smell like April and spring.
Oh, so sorry. Anyway, guys, thanks again. We'll be back next week right here at the same spot. God bless. Stay safe.
And, stay safe, everybody.
See you next time.
Peace out.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun, children of the sun.